Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
But he is here, Tyler, and so are you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. You shaved your beard down a little bit.
Yeah.
You took it down a little.
Might grow it out a little bit. Grow a little.
You look fantastic.
Thanks, Bob.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy sitting right across from me. Bob Pompiani also across from me. Austin City Limits Bechtold to the left. It's the Starkey
you see
family
that wave
singers.
He just gave you?
Yeah.
Like hi, Bob.
Like he was waving from a distant ship, Bob.
No,
wasn't
like
it?
He's practicing when he's on one of those floats during when he's Grand Marshal.
I would have to bring my hand in a little bit more, wave side to side instead of across.
See, he looks great, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do
you get new earphones, City Limits?
No, these are the same ones. These are the same ones that Crowley has, and I think Crowley stole my headphone bag a couple of months ago.
Probably.
He claims he did not.
He is a thief. Do you like the theme song?
Yeah, I do. I love that because I think you can do that with AI now, right? You put in like a bunch of different things and they make
sadly,
a song.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
to me,
this
that's sad.
Authentic.
Isn't it, Bob,
this
that everything
Lewis's
can be AI
creation.
Now? Like sports writing and singing?
Everything. You don't even have to do anything.
You guys should sing one. You should sing a song.
We are. Limits. Does Tyler not know about Mulsey the Snowman? I had Bob and everybody in the whole building sing this Christmas carol last year, and we're going to do one again, and I want you to be on it.
Yeah, when's the fan Christmas party?
It's coming up.
Sometime.
Soon enough.
Yeah, it's only November. We haven't gotten to Thanksgiving yet.
Have you put your Christmas stuff up yet?
Yes.
No, have you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. These
already?
Yes.
It's 60 degrees outside right now.
That's why you do it.
Yes.
Tyler, did you never hear the Mulsey the Snowman?
Yeah, I heard it like 2 weeks ago.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
And now you can hear it again.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman.
Have you heard Bob solo?
I heard it all.
All right. We won't do it again. Or maybe we will, Bob.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman.
This is why we want a Marconi, Tyler.
Tyler, you'd be surprised by how many people on the text line love when we play Mulsey the Snowman. It's a lot.
Here we go.
Good lyrics.
Here we go.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
You like it, Tyler? Are you coming to the party Monday?
Which one?
The fan. Which one?
Yeah, I didn't
the
get
fan
no
one.
Invite.
You know,
where?
We salute the fans down at the drum bar.
For our Marconi Award. You helped us win it.
For the first 300.
You and Jason Mackey both had a part in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd come. I got to get the invite first. So you
Monday
guys invite?
At the...
Well, this is your invite.
Okay,
consider it done.
Guys.
Limits, do you have... Where are my reeds?
The printer still has no ink, so I have to email them to you. That's kind of a problem.
I'll give everybody the details on the party. The first 300 guests get a drink on the fan. Bob, did you hear about that?
So I would suggest everyone drink a French martini if you've never had one, because it's an expensive drink and it's a good drink and you'll like it.
That's right. They didn't say what kind of drink.
We're not shy about spending SPAC money.
What were you guys talking about when I came in? The Sphere in Vegas? What is that?
Oh, you don't know about the Sphere?
No.
Oh, Joe. It's a beautiful new building that is shaped like a sphere, and they do stuff on the outside, on the inside. They have 165,000 speakers.
What do you mean? Like Wayne Newton?
It's like
concerts, things like that?
Yeah. My wife and I saw the Eagles out there. It was unbelievable. And you've been out there, right, Tyler?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
No,
we didn't have a microphone cover, Bob. So the voice sounds a little too harsh going into the mic without a cover.
And you didn't want to
I know what you were thinking. You don't have to remind anyone.
It's the one Crowley was spitting on, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, Crowley just sneezed on it.
And he's sick, actually.
You know what? My wife's a germaphobe. I am not. I think you're going to get sick or you're not. I think it all depends on being rested and making sure you're not too tired.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it depends on what germs you're exposed to.
No, it doesn't.
Did you play with a player who was a germaphobe?
No, but I play with some guys that had some real odd tendencies.
Like what?
Who was the guy? Jokinen. Remember Jokinen?
You see Jokinen? Yeah.
He would drink his soup. Like he would eat soup. Like
with a fork?
With a spoon, but it'd be like real fast. Spoon pizza bread. Like it was like real fast. And we were like, oh my God, dude. Like there's no rush. And he had so many weird the way he ate. But
yeah.
He was thinking it was a 2-on-1. He doesn't get many of those. So he had to make sure
you know, when you like look at him, you're like, maybe I am eating wrong or what? Dude, it's free.
Tyler, how about the Penguins? What a story they are early in the season. Yes?
Yeah. What would you
attribute it to more than anything? A change of scenery with the coach, the infusion of young players. Carlson is playing awesome, and he's kind of like, you know, a tone setter back there. Why is this happening?
I think right off the bat, it's a new coach.
Yeah.
The new coach. They needed a new voice. I thought Mike Sullivan was getting extremely stale, and you start hearing some of the comments from Carlson towards Mike Sullivan. I do not think they liked each other at all.
Did you hear those comments, Bob?
It was very...
Yes, and I think it showed, and I think...
Via Josh Yoey, I might add, basically him, and I'm paraphrasing now because I don't have it in front of me, him saying guys now know what they're supposed to do instead of being asked to do things they can't do.
He wasn't shy about saying that in a locker room in a group setting. He said it, and whatever. He is playing much better hockey. I don't think there's any question. More mindful of the fact that he's got 200 feet of ice.
Well, what do you
there.
Mean by whatever, Bob? Those are pointed comments that I think hold truth for him and maybe some others in that locker
maybe
room.
Maybe so. And he wouldn't have said that if it wasn't. So I believe him. But I also know that he's played a lot better. If he wasn't playing any better, then those comments wouldn't make any sense to me. But because he is, I think I understand it.
Yeah.
And when I like Muse. I think he's giving guys opportunities. Like, I don't think Mike Sullivan would have given Ben Kindle the opportunity like he's got right now.
I agree with that. At all. Like, totally.
All those guys, right? Even Brazo. Like, there's no way Mike Sullivan's bringing in a guy like Brazo and giving him an opportunity to play with Evgeny Malkin. Those are, like, the big reasons why. Going back to the decor, I think Carlson has a lot to do with it. I think he's cutting down on he's playing simple, the power play. Like if we would have talked in the summer and you said our power play is going to be number one in the league, I think we all would have fell off our chair, right, after last year. And then, you know, they're keeping it simple. They're getting pucks in that. I think goaltender's been a lot better. And the one thing is what we've missed for a long time is depth scoring and having four solid lines that bring something to the table. When you look at we actually have a fourth line that knows how to play fourth line minutes. You know, I think the one thing we do need to clear up is obviously our shootouts. Our shootouts, it's like, I think everyone, as soon as we go to a shoot, we're like, oh, we lost.
Well, that's because of Shelov. He's been really good, but it's not the worst sin in the world. He's been better than I thought he'd be, but my God, in shootouts, he's horrifying.
But we're not scoring either. We're not scoring on the shootout either. But when you hear what's going on now, Muse is practicing that shootout a lot in practice now, which means he's willing to adapt. He's willing to assess where he's at as a coach, where his team's at. That's something that's very new to the Penguins, because when you win a Stanley Cup, this happened to Dan Bylsma, it happened to Mike Sullivan, they never veer off the belief on how to win no matter what team they have around them. Mike Sullivan, didn't matter if he had a slower team, he still wanted to play fast, and that's not how you play. He never changed his outlook on the team. And so I love what this guy's doing. And again, there's nothing wrong with being, hey, we're not good at shootouts, we need to practice them. I think that shows you're willing to adapt. And those are some of the big things. And it's finally nice to see them start winning games and having some excitement around the Penguins.
Well, it is. And the standings show them to be in third place in the Metro, which is even above the wild card. However, they have lost 4 of 5. What's been happening lately, and how much concern do you have, Tyler, that the bubble's going to burst here?
Well, there's still, you know, obviously the hope always creeps in. The doubt always creeps in. I think when you think of the last 4 games they've lost, one, when teams come back in the third period and when you have a lead and you can't hang on to a lead, that shows there's some inefficiencies in your defensive game, in your style of play, and then you go to the shootouts. That's another problem that creeped in the last 5 games, that they just have not been able to get over that hump. But if that's the least of our concern, that we can't hold a lead, I think you can clean up holding a lead. I think that's like a coaching, a leadership, personnel need to figure that out. But those are solvable problems that I would take any day of the week, especially with where they're at right now.
But I will say this, after those 4 or 5 losses, I thought the back-to-backs over the weekend, they just ran out of gas in the third. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like they were being dominated. Like you would think, they were actually still controlling a lot of the play. It's just that they made some mistakes. And when you make mistakes against good teams, the LA Kings are a good team. They'll come back on you. Guys like Quentin Byfield and Fiala came in and just made a beautiful play on Carlson. That's an individual thing. That's not a group breakdown. So I think overall, even without wins in those games or points in those games, I still came away thinking they're playing better team hockey.
Especially this year, they've always started on time. When I watched the first 2 periods, like, I'm like, wow, they came to play today. They're scoring the first goal, which is like a big, great surprise compared to last year. Remember how many goals were scored on the first shot? Like, talk about taking the wind out of the sails. So to see them start on time and be engaged, especially at the beginning of the year, those are big positives for me. So I'm excited to see where this team's going to go. I think the next 5 games are important, because now you're starting to see, just like you said, Joe, there's some doubt with them losing a couple games. How are they going to get back on the horse? But again, I'm confident because they're getting a lot of different contributions from a lot of different guys, which is good to see. That's what you see in good teams. Not just the first line scoring, all 4 lines and all 6D are on the score sheet.
But I think there's also good things to look at even in losses. Like, for example, they got railroaded in Winnipeg. They were not good that day. Then they go to Toronto. How are they going to respond? Well, they dominated the first 40 minutes of that game. Then they had a complete stupid collapse because they were gambling sometimes and some of the old habits. But, I mean, I saw that reaction after the Winnipeg loss going into Toronto, a team that many people think could win the thing this year, and some of those high-powered forwards. They completely dictated the play for 40 minutes. So I thought that was an encouraging sign, even though they blew that game.
And I think that comes back to, like, having a different coach, right? I think sometimes when you had the same coach and you haven't made playoffs, you almost, not that you give up, but you don't play as hard because you kind of want the guy to get out. You know what I mean? Like, you're going, all right, we got smoked. I bet you if we don't play good again, he's going to might get fired. He's definitely going to be on the hot seat. Where if you have a new coach, it's like, he's not going anywhere. It's all on me. This is if we don't come back with a strong game, it has all eyes are on the players and not the coach, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And now they're in Sweden for a couple of games against Nashville. That sounds like a pretty awesome trip. I lived in Sweden for a year, Tyler. Did you know that?
No. You know who scored the first two goals of the 08 season? OT winner? First game of the year?
Carl Hagelin.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tyler Kennedy.
Come on, Bob.
Tyler Kennedy.
I had a goal and an overtime winner. Two goals. I thought I was going to get 82 goals that year.
You were on pace.
Wait, what happened? Were you in Sweden then?
Honestly, Joe, Bob, I'm still trying to figure out what happened because I don't know.
You were on pace for 82. That's right. That was the last trip to Sweden, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it there?
Oh, loved it.
Tell me about it. Tell us about it. Well, I remember just a phenomenal city, Stockholm. I don't know if that's where you guys were. I loved it there.
Phenomenal. Well, the one thing I remember going after the game, after I scored those two goals, and I'm like, wow, this is my breakout year. Yeah, I was like, wow, those are two big goals. Those got my confidence kind of brewing, you know, and that was a big, I guess, point in my career because I was still trying to break into the NHL. I only played, you know, 50 games a year before. So that was huge for my confidence. But going there and just being around the team was huge. And then Stockholm was awesome. Like, I think we were there for 8 days. I think we went out 5 of the 8 days. You know, like, we were out every night having fun, becoming a team. The team had so many good bonding, like, exercises, experiences. We did, like, a treasure hunt or, you know, one of those. And that was a lot of fun. But it was just good to get away from a lot of the noise around, you know, around the U.S. and go somewhere quiet with just the team and bond and play hockey.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you come here, you know, you're on Twitter or, you know, you're around the city or you're going to every other city and you get involved in that. When you're there, it seemed like everything slowed down, right? It was just us. It was like playing like minor hockey again. It was just the guys going on a road trip, playing some hockey and coming back. And that's what made it special. Like,
Bob, have you been to Sweden?
No, I've not been to Sweden.
You should have gone with the Penguins this time.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I like looking at different cities, especially ones over there and how the streets are so tiny and shops are thriving on the sidewalk. You can eat outside. All of that stuff intrigues me. I love it. But I haven't been there. You know, since you live there, you know every probably nook and cranny about
that. Well, I was only 6, though.
Well, then you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember some of it. I remember watching Pee-Pee Longstocking. Remember that show? Anybody?
No.
Limits? No. Of course he wouldn't remember. No. She was like a famous, oh, forget it. We should have played golf today, Bob.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Can we still? 2:30 tea time?
Honestly, when I get an hour or two, I go right to bed. Doesn't matter what time. I am surviving.
Oh, you have a kid, a younger one.
Yeah, we have one.
Baby.
Yeah, we have a baby. And like we got, you know, four kids. It ain't easy.
You can't say to Brandy, hey Brandy, you take care. I'm going out to golf.
It's day.
You'd understand that.
If you have any extra baby food, bring it in here. We can feed it to Limits.
He likes sauteed carrots.
He likes the mushy bananas. Yeah.
Oh. You like to
I wish the audience could see the look I'm giving you right now.
You have to admit that's funny.
I apologize.
There's nothing wrong with carrots. They're good for your eyes. Even if they come in that variety.
I like baked carrots.
Baked, crunchy.
Yeah. And like a, you know, stew or.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Stew, yeah. Right. Stew? You get a good roast.
Or like a roast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time you had a nice stew, Bob, with meat, potatoes, carrots?
Yesterday.
Huh? Really?
Really?
Tell us more.
I'm just saying my wife makes a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, in the crock pot?
There's a whole bunch of pots. I don't know what they are all called.
She's got
there's
pots.
Air fryers. There's this. I stay away. I eat.
When she says time to eat, you just come, right?
Yes.
That's the same. Unless it's barbecuing, I'm not.
I like all that stuff. What's the most, in your travels, what is Sweden known for? Like food-wise, is there something?
The girls.
I mean, Swedish meatballs? I don't know.
Swedish meatballs are great.
I don't know if the food, is the food high on the things you go to Sweden for? I don't know. I remember is everybody smoking. Of course, it was the 70s, so everybody smoked everywhere.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it would be, but I love trying new things, you know, just to see. And then I may not eat the whole thing, but wherever you go, you're going to try.
And it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It was so beautiful going over. Everything was just different, you know, like even we'd go shopping and stuff, and just everyone, I think, bought outfits because they were just different looking outfits. You know, the shoes were different. Everything was different. Like,
what was your favorite NHL city?
NHL city?
Yeah. When you saw that one at the beginning of the year, we're going where Montreal or somewhere like that. You circle that one, right?
Yeah.
Montreal always because of the buzz, but I love like L.A.
Me too.
I love going to L.A., going to like Venice Beach, Muscle Beach, like those Anaheim, like those. When I can get on a day off and leave the rink in sandals and like do that, that's what I love. You know, Arizona was another great one. Guys going to the pool. One was like Fort Lauderdale was.
You guys stayed, I think, at the Marriott Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach is a great place.
As I recall.
It's away from Miami, so you don't have to deal with all the traffic.
Man, I couldn't believe my luck when I was covering the Penguins back in 97. And then, like, you go and you stay in the team hotel, and there I am at the Marriott Harbor Beach. I'm like, what happened? I was covering, like, Burl football 3 weeks ago, and now I'm covering the Penguins staying at this luxury resort. It was incredible.
But the biggest beach you've ever seen, right?
That
beach was just endless.
Phenomenal. It's just like a good, solid, like high-end hotel.
Yeah.
Right? Like
one
just,
of the greatest. Yeah. Yes.
Like what is the trip you hated to go on or city that you didn't want to see?
Secaucus, New Jersey. Probably Buffalo, New York.
No, I like Buffalo because it was close to Canada, but Long Island kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I played there, but like going there, you stayed at this old, terrible Marriott.
I love that Marriott.
What?
You walk right across the parking lot to the rink, plus they have a barber in the basement.
Did you go and get the barber?
Yeah, of course I did. Plus, there's an incredible Italian restaurant right near there.
And New York was another one that I always like can't. The one thing, like, when I went to New York, I wasn't like, hey, I was like, oh my God, I got to fight Sean Avery tomorrow. That was more my like thought process. It was always like that guy on your shoulder going, oh yeah, well, enjoy yourself now because tomorrow you're going to have to pay the piper. You know, like that's honestly how I felt going to New York. But I love New York. Playing in New York, like one of my greatest memories was fighting Sean Avery center ice at Madison Square Gardens and looking around and every single person's on their feet. Cheering for him, but still, I was the other guy, you know?
Yeah, man.
But you know what? There's like, if you go out west in Canada, everything is not like there's just a buzz, especially I played with Sid. So whenever we came to town, there was like a huge buzz. But Calgary, not fun to go to.
No, I love Calgary. The steakhouses, other places
Yeah, but like, just getting there sucks.
Vancouver? What about Vancouver?
Vancouver's phenomenal. I love Vancouver. We used to. Do you stay at the harbor?
Yes, and that was another one. When I first got on the beat, I'm sitting at this amazing hotel. I look out the window. I'm probably writing a story. Well, no, it was 97, so about Yager or somebody. And there's a seaplane landing right in front of me, Bob. I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah, that was.
They don't do that in Buffalo?
No, they don't do that in Buffalo. And the next thing I knew, I was up in a helicopter. You guys ever go up in a helicopter?
I've never been in a helicopter.
Bob?
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous in helicopters.
So was I.
I don't mind flying.
The air, the sky is, you reach out and it's like being in an airplane when you don't have a door next to you. It was insane. I know. I was up above the mountains of Vancouver.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit. You ever been in a private jet? I've never been in a private jet either.
Those are the way to go.
Of course, Bob's been in one. He probably has one.
No, but I've been on a few, and I'm telling you, that's the only way to go.
How much do one of those cost, Bob?
Not cheap.
If I wanted to rent
a private plane, depending on your destination, it's going to be from $50,000 to $100,000.
Need a lot of people to make that affordable. Line up with a
I may be underselling it, maybe more. I don't know how much it costs.
But it's possible. If I wanted to rent a private plane
NetJets
and fly
all the
to...
time, and there are other companies call NetJets.
I could fly to Malibu on a private plane?
Sure, if you're willing to pay the price.
But do you ever hear about like the back way? Like, so say if there's a company going to from here to Florida.
Yeah.
The jet has to come back to Pittsburgh, right? If they're just going there and not coming.
So you could take the return trip.
The return flight's like half the cost, but you got to find it. You know?
If you were drunk all the time and had tons of money, you would spend that money so fast. I mean, I'm generally talking. Oh, if I did, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the ultimate designated driver right there.
Like the late night call. Yeah, I'll take a private plane to Malibu. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could go through millions of dollars in like a few weeks back in the day. You know what I mean? It's
back
so
in the
easy.
Day, I can do it any time of the day. You know,
like, it's so easy to just if you're rich, like filthy rich.
Well, see, now you would do it because you're a golf enthusiast. You would do it to go to play golf. Can I have a plane? I want to go to Pebble Beach tomorrow.
Imagine us jumping off here and going, "Hey, boys, let's get in the jet. Let's go to Florida."
Bob, can you lend me $1 million?
Sure.
That won't get you far either.
No, exactly.
It wouldn't get you the prices he's talking.
Yeah, no, he'd burn that pretty quick. But no, you ever hear all the guys, they talk like all these, you know, I'm on Instagram. I love like hearing success stories. And they always say it's more fun and exciting chasing something than actually having it.
Mm.
They said once you are rich, yeah, it's so fun. You golf and all this stuff. But then it gets like stagnant. The best is like chasing it and trying to like,
that's why the rich want to get richer.
Yeah, they get absorbed in like, how do we make more, how do we still chase? It's right, it's about the journey. But
is it true, Bob?
I'd like to try it.
I don't know.
I'd like to.
I just try to find good golf courses. I'll overpay for that. I will overpay for that.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with us. Let's talk more about this Penguins Predator situation, maybe a little trip around the NHL. Who knows what else might come up with Tyler, Bob, and Limits. It's all ahead on Pomp and Joe. Chris Hoke, top of the hour. We have a gigantic Steeler game to talk about, a gigantic Pitt game to talk about. Probably the field is going to be shredded by Sunday, wouldn't you say, Bob?
Well, it's supposed to rain now. Originally, Monday, it wasn't going to do that over the weekend, but now it looks like there's going to be rain Saturday, although it looks like later in the day, winds aloft from the north-northwest, which should keep that cloud cover to the south of us until, if you're below I-70, I think things change, but if you're above that, which we are, I think the weather should clear the way for some partly cloudy conditions and a wonderful day for football, and then the rain comes after they put the tarp on, which means Sunday should be fine.
You got to be careful, Bob. There might be meteorologist Bob Pompeiani in your future there.
Off the top, presented
by... You can never be wrong.
JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. I just did the rundown of what's happening on today's show. More Tyler Kennedy.
See what happens when that printer's not working here. We've got to fix that.
Now I'm reading off here like Ron Burgundy or Ron Jeremy if Ron Cook were here. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday.
A mistake. You can make that mistake.
It is an honest mistake.
I mean, it is.
To hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Limits?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater.
In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.